I'd like to read something to you. 1932, listen to this. As I was on my way, or as I was getting ready to go on my way to church this morning, it came to pass that I fell into a vision. Our services is being held on Maggs Avenue at the old orphan's home where Charlie Kern lives in part of the building. He lives just across the street now. And it came to pass that while I was in this vision, I seen some dreadful things take place. I speak this in the name of the Lord. The president, which now is President Franklin D. Roosevelt, I remember this is 28 years ago, will cause the whole world to go to war. And the new dictator of Italy, Mussolini, shall make his first invasion towards Ethiopia. And he will take Ethiopia. But that'll be his last. He shall come to his end. We will be in war with Germany. Watch Russia. Now that's communism, Nazism, and fascism. Watch Russia. But that is not the main one to watch. It shall also has been an evil thing done in this country. They have permitted women to vote. This is a woman's nation. And she will pollute this nation as Eve did Eden. Now you see why I'm hammering the way I do?
Yes, sir.
I got, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
In her voting, she will elect the wrong person. The Americans will take a great beating at a place that Germany will build, which will be a great wall built of concrete, the Maginot Line, 11 years before it was ever built. But finally, they will be victors. Then when these women help elect the wrong person, then I've seen a great woman rise up in the United States, well-dressed and beautiful, but cruel in heart. She will either guide or lead this nation to ruination. I got in parentheses, perhaps Catholic Church. Also, science will progress, especially in the mechanical world. Automobiles will continue to get like egg shape. Finally, they will build one that won't need a steering wheel. They've got it now. It will be controlled by some other power. Then I've seen the United States as one smoldering, burnt over place. It will be near the end. Then I got in parentheses, I predict that this will take place. I remember, Lord, that's what the Lord showed. But I predict this will take place before 1977. Upon this prediction, I base because of the onrushing slot that's coming now. How fast that it was moving, how long it'll take till this nation meets its place. Now, look what happened now. In President Franklin D. Roosevelt took America to England's Tea Party. That's right. Germany never picked on us. We picked on them. Threw the whole world into a war that caused a world war. The Germans built the Maginot Line, which there, any veteran here knows what you took there at the Maginot Line. Women given the right to vote, elected President-elect Kennedy, the woman's vote. The wrong man, which will finally lead to full control of the Catholic Church in the United States, then the bomb comes that explodes her. There are seven things predicted and five of them's already happened. So you can judge yourself how far away we are. We're near the end. If them five things happen, these other two things are bound to happen. It's just got to happen. I do not think that Mr. Kennedy will have much effect now, because he'll make a wonderful president in order to bring in the others to get a scene set just like they have in England, like they did in Mexico, like they did everywhere else, like that. And the American people, so unstable, not spiritually, they're smart, but too smart for their own good. Intelligence swings backwards sometimes and backfires. I'm preaching on that this morning in a little bit. So we find out we're right on the verge. The reason I said this, that's the reason I pressed that the other day. So hard the way I did, but it was that did it. That's right. Women's vote. Did you notice the rallies on the television? Nixon to be pretty near all man. All of them want to kiss Kennedy, the women, jumping the straddle of the cars and everything like that, jumping up and down. And now, let me bring something else I haven't got written here, but on magnetic tape, and this is tape too. 1956, in Chicago, Illinois, standing at Lane Tech High School, they were there. I said, this year is going to be the changing point of America. I just come from overseas. Don't know why I come. Come back. Cancel my meetings in Africa and around. Come back. Billy Graham, something mysterious, he canceled his. Tommy Osborne canceled his. And we all crossed in the United States in meetings. I said, America will either receive or reject Christ this year. Then I said, when they elected in Indiana a 22-year-old boy to be judge, the Spirit of the Lord came on me and I said, they'll finally have a president. There'll be one of these crew-cut, playboy, beatnik type presidents. A ladies man. Now, them's predictions years ago. See where we're at? It's later than we think. So I think of these messages on these seven church ages is timely. Let's be in prayer and study. Now, if you disagree and say, I think Brother Branham's wrong, that you got a right to do that. But before you do, let's search what the Lord has said with the Scriptures. The prophecies, what was given, that would come to pass, and look to see whether it come to pass or not. Now, it's on tape and so forth. You know it spoke years ago, and here it is now, coming to pass. Mussolini went down to Ethiopia, didn't he? Those poor colored people down there with scythe blades and sticks to fight with, and him modern machinery, he just slaughtered them down. Come back glowing about it, but he met his doom. That's correct. And the Americans and the Germans built the Maginot Line, and Americans taking a hard beating there, but finally overcome. Exactly right. You veterans, brother, know that. And you all at the D-Day and so forth, and when they went in. Now, and you find out then that women given the rights to vote, and they elected a president that they should not have elected. See, that's that fall. And in the face of that now, we're coming up to this next meeting coming up. And be prayerful and pray hard now that God will bless us and will open our understanding that we might know the hour that we're living. Let us bow our heads now for a word of prayer. Our gracious Lord, as in one way I feel shaky to know that this world is at the end time. I would not know what nation to flee to. There is no more refuge, only looking up. For it is told us when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. For our redemption is drawing near. Oh God, I pray for the sinful world today. In its condition to see how everything is going on, I pray that somehow, Lord, that you'll speak to every heart, every minister, that he might be a burning flame in these last days, to call to repentance and back again to the faith, the church of the living God. As we know, we're living in that Laodicean church age, where that they'll be lukewarm. I pray, Father, that you'll let us hold tight to that what we have, Christ, looking for that day of his appearing. Forgive us of our sins, as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. And we know now, Lord, that we see the outside world knowing that it had to come to pass. There's no way of stopping it. Though we speak against it and give a voice against it, yet we know in our hearts, according to thy word, it's going to be anyhow. For thou hast said so, but in that day of the judgment, when God's great magnetic tape will be played, we want our voice against wrong and for right.
Amen.
Encourage us today, Lord, by thy presence. Bless all these ministers that cheer, and all the lay of the church, all the born again across the world, the great fire brands that you've got on radio and out in the other parts of the world preaching the gospel, missionaries going hungry, husbands and wives under deep persecution still standing at the post of duty. God bless them today. And in the little tabernacle, give us of thy blessings, Lord. Anoint us. Bless those who sang this morning the wonderful songs of Zion that we've cherished in our heart through the years, knowing someday we'll stand and sing those songs in the presence of the Lamb. Bless the word today and anoint the message, Lord, for we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.